from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, a civil war in Africa has captured the attention of the world. The UN Secretary General says he wants international troops to intervene in Liberia. The government there says it wants the United States to join in, and senior U.S. officials were expected to meet this weekend to consider the situation. In a moment, we'll take a broader look at U.S. interests in Africa, including a big one, oil. But we will start in Liberia, which has been the scene of fierce fighting in just the last few days. Somini Sengupta is a reporter for the New York Times, and she's in Monrovia, Liberia, and she joins us now. Somini, what does Liberia's government want, and what do Liberian citizens tell you they want?
The Liberian government's position, and I just spoke to the information minister about an hour ago, is that they favor an international peacekeeping force here. They favor the United States to be a part of that force. They have agreed in principle, again, that the president, Charles Taylor, will step aside, but there is no agreement yet on when he will step aside. That is one of the sticking points. The Liberian people, certainly from what I can see on the streets of Monrovia, is that this is a war-weary capital, and the people here are clamoring for peace. There was a demonstration outside the U.S. Embassy yesterday, a very angry demonstration, a very passionate demonstration in which the message was very clearly, we want American forces on the ground, and we want them now.
When you talk about a war-weary populace, what's it look like as you move around the streets of Monrovia? Are the stores open? Are people out on the streets, or are they staying away?
The change from yesterday and today is really astonishing. Yesterday, I arrived in a city where things were very, very tense. There was a lot of anxiety just written on the faces of people. The streets were absolutely bare. There were very few people on the street. There were virtually no civilian cars on the street, just big pickup trucks loaded down with militiamen and their guns. Today, by contrast, people are milling around. The shops are not quite open, but there are little small markets that have emerged along the streets, and there's a feeling of calm, of a certain relief, of a certain reprieve, and I don't think that means that people think that, you know, peace is here, because if you talk to them, they're certainly not assured that peace is here. But the change from yesterday and today are a real testament to how things can change so quickly in Liberia, that one minute, you know, people are cowering for cover, and the next minute they're out on the street and they're hanging their laundry out to dry. I think it just goes to show how long they have lived with this madness.
You mentioned Charles Taylor, the president of Liberia. I have to say I'm surprised to hear his government saying that it would welcome an international force. This is a man who's been indicted as a war criminal, and President Bush has called for his removal from power.
Well, I think the Liberian president is clearly in a very, very difficult spot right now. Without some kind of internationally mediated force here on the ground, he faces a terrible risk, which is rebel factions, and there are two major rebel factions that are operating in the country, come in and take over the government by force. And certainly at the moment, his preference seems to be not that option, but another option by which there is a peaceful transition, as he calls it, a peaceful transition to a new government.
And you mentioned all these.
He has also, I should point out, said that he agrees wholeheartedly with what the American president said just earlier this week. He says he has no objections to stepping aside in principle, but he has maintained very forcefully that he will not just step down immediately and leave his country, leave his government in the hands of the rebel forces, whom he has called terrorists and murderers.
Somini Sengupta is a reporter for the New York Times. She's in Monrovia, Liberia. Thanks very much.
Thank you.